This episode was originally recorded on stereo.
Today's show is The Real Virgin Chronicles Part 1. I did The Real Virgin Chronicles Part 1 a few months back, but I wasn't as organized. I actually have questions now I can read off of and explain to y'all. So, the first question I'm going to ask, this is a question that I get to ask myself and respond to when did I decide to remain a virgin. Not trying to get deep into anybody else's business, but I became an aunt when I was 17. And then my second niece was born less than a year later. I said, oh, too much dip on your chip. Not everybody watching me. Okay, well, she finna get pregnant next. She finna go out and do this next. No, I'm not. I decided in a day, I'm gonna wait. And then it got a little deeper, you know. Even though I, you know, cuss and say all this other stuff, you know, I'm grown. I say what I want to say. I was raised in the church, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna promise myself and I'm gonna promise my grandparents I'm not gonna get pregnant early. I'm going to focus on what I need to focus on, like school and stuff. So that's what I did. And it just tumbled over and over. I kept waiting. I kept saying no. And went back to school a couple of times. And now I am 33. I'll be 34 September 22nd. And I am still a virgin. I'm going to take the only message from Superfans only off. Because I got that on. Let me see. Okay. Turned it off. Maybe the next show I'll turn it back on. And let's see. Next question is, when do I want to lose my V card? I want to lose it, if not when I get married, it have to be like when I finally say, hey, this is the one, this is the person I want to be with. So if not marriage, then that. So I might add a co-host. My best friend is at work. Goddamn. She is at work. A lot of people say, well, do you know about sex? Do you know what happens during sex? Or do you know this, that, and the other? Well, I have four nieces and one nephew, so duh, I should know. Shouldn't I know? I mean, just because I ain't seen the penis up close don't mean I don't know what it is. I know what a booty hole is because I got a booty hole. I got up with a hole. I know what it is, baby. I'm not from New Orleans. I'm from Mississippi. I just happen sometimes that New Orleans, it comes through when I'm talking. But there are some things I have no idea what it is. And my phone freezing. Some things I know what it is. Some things I don't. I don't understand why my phone is freezing or stereo freezing, one of them. But yeah, some things I know, some things I don't know. Of course, if I'm curious, I know who to ask. And it damn sure won't be no family members because they be all up in your damn business. I'm like, I ain't asked you shit. I didn't ask you nothing. I'm asking my friend over here. So yeah, I've never seen no penis up close. I ain't seen no balls up close, but I know what the hell they are, so I know what the penis is. I know what that is. And they say, another question is, are you on the fence about waiting till marriage? I am. I'm on the fence, 50-50. Whichever one happened first, especially since I'm going to be 34 in September. If I had to give it up to... this is a stupid question, but I'm going to answer it. If I had to give it up to one celebrity, who would it be? I say Jordan Calloway. I say him for real. But I really want to get another co-host so we can liven this up. Let's see if she would answer at least this one. Maybe she'll answer a couple minutes. Maybe she's on lunch break. I hope she's on lunch break. She might not answer. It'd be nice to actually talk to her. Like, she know more about, you know, she's the one I talk to most about all of this than anybody. And she's not answering. So, I could take questions. Let me just share live real fast. Share the live. Copy the link. So, wait. All right. Okay, see, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get requests and then sometimes. Let me just see if Brother William is available. Send the link to him. I don't be on him much, y'all, because I was working and now I got a slip disc and now I can't work where I was working at. And it's just irritating. I'm trying to send a lie. And add four. Right now, okay, that's new. It won't let me put the link. That's crazy. That it won't let me send my link no more. Okay. I ain't gonna worry about it. But, and then a lot of people say, oh, it must be hard. You know, you ain't never had sex. You ain't never been with nobody. Well, it's not hard. People have willpower and then people just want to go off and do whatever. I'm not the go off and do whatever type of person. If I held out this long, sure, like I hold out just a little bit longer, even though it gets hard, and then like when you get to a certain age, you start getting baby fever. Well, I'm 33, and I done had baby fever for about a good 15, 16 years, and it's real, real difficult when you start having baby fever and you want to have a family, but y'all made that little promise. Going back to when I was 17, and I made that little promise. I'm like, ooh, there's too many babies being born around me, y'all. I'm an auntie already. I'm finna wait. But that wait started to get a little burning a little bit. Get a little achy-achy. A little achy-achy. I think I could hold out just a little bit. But at the same time, why she online and can't? Okay, you know what? Best friend, just for a little bit, best friend. God dang. God dang. Uh-oh. Best friend, that's you? I say you on. Let me turn my volume up. If y'all, I'm gonna make her add me in real fast. I don't know why it won't let me listen to you or hear you, but So I go out and come back in. But yeah, I done had baby feet for over 15 years. I'm 33. But I just need a lot of the people. Well, not the people. All you men is out there, all you guys, stop playing games with somebody. If you like them, just go on and say that. Don't be talking about, oh, my best friend want to talk to you. Well, your best friend, he ain't got no voice. He can't tell me himself. And then y'all get to be like, kind of shallow. I don't like that. Let's see if best friend can join now. Oh, there she go. She might be on lunch break. It say waiting on your side, best friend. But your face up here saying join. I don't know. Stereo needs to make an update where they stabilize all this joining and adding. I'm not gonna end a lie. I'm not gonna end the live. I'm gonna let you do that again, best friend, and then I'm just tap add to room or add talk, something like that. But yeah, I'm gonna need y'all to recognize. Honestly, a lot of the guys, they don't recognize a good woman. They just want somebody just to lay up under and then just walk out. Like, I don't do that type of shit. That's another reason why I also have waited this long. Like, I ain't got time for that. Best friend, you want to try add again? I'm gonna add this time and let you do it, and then I'm gonna tap it instead of trying to add you. It's confusing a little bit. Oh yeah, if y'all ain't voted for the Stereo Awards, y'all might want to go on ahead and do that. If y'all know Jose the Hype, go to his page on here. You ain't even got to tap his head. It's in his bio. The website is in the bio. And the award show is August the 23rd. Is it today? Today is, yep, it's today. And I want to say it's at 6 o'clock. That's what time I want to say it's on 6 o'clock. It'll tell you fully on the website. Y'all go and vote for your favorite stereo peoples. They got different categories, and the list is in the category. One of these days, I want to get nominated for something, but I don't know what it is. The realest Virgo, the realest Virgin, I don't know. Shit. But one of these days, me and my my normal co-host, Spot On Radio, it's going to get on one of those lists. Best friend, you want me to try again? Because, dang. Let me try again. Let me see. Never mind. It's say waiting because I hit it. Hello? Hello? Why I say she in here, but then you can't hear shit. You not on mute. I don't know what's going on my side. I can't even let her. It do me so dirty every time I get ready to call her. Like, it'll say, oops, something went wrong. And then just now, I keep trying to add it to the room. It won't let it go. I'll come all the way in the room. They don't like me sometimes. I don't believe that stereo like me sometimes. Because I be gone for so long. Fuck you, I don't care. But, I shared the show. It won't even let me share this show. This is crazy. I might have to leave out and come back. Yeah, I'm gonna leave out and come back. See y'all in a minute. Yeah, I really originally said I want to wait till I get married, but I'm 34. I'm 33 years old, about to be 34 September 22nd. I'm like, fuck all this. Best friend, please. I don't know. I just had to redo the show. Like, I don't know what's going on. I see you in here. You send a request if you ain't busy. I hate when stereo glitch up. I just had to read the show. Best friend be acting like I can't talk to her about certain things. Like we can still talk, just certain things I don't know. Can you hear me? Bella. Bitch ass. I hate the damn. I hate it.
Hey, hi, look. How you doing?
It sound like she in the
bed. Spot on radio here. Just checking out your life. But I am on my way home from work because...
What happened?
Well, I'm pretty sure you got my text, but...
Tell me, I probably
did. I'd like to do a live with you. Maybe when I get home. Bye.
I didn't get a text, baby. Like, it's so many things that's messing up. I can't share the link to the show. I can't do a lot of stuff. Best friend, what's wrong? It's got you in here, but it's gonna knock you out in a minute. I bet you gonna knock you out. But best friend, this is your opportunity to ask me questions that you probably have never asked me about being a virgin. Since I can't share the goddamn show, I'm finna see if it's an update out. But go ahead and ask me questions, cause I ain't, share the show for me, cause it won't work. Please, it's like every time I tap on something, it don't work. And yeah, I can mute myself. I see that. That's about it. I'm gonna need them to stop acting stupid. You lie. Why you lie? Who you lie with, best friend? No, we know. Best friend, who you lie with? Me? It say you left the show, but you still up here. But whatever. He need a new update. I feel like if it get one more good update, it'll work right. One more good update. No, you ain't lying now. My clicky, you say he's not lying. But, I'm not a good person when it comes. Well, I take it back. I am a good person when it comes to pain, because if I can live almost 3 years with wisdom teeth that need to be pulled and they hurt like a bitch, I think I'm all right with pain. But they say it hurts when, I don't know, shit. Maybe it's just, according to, you know, different people, different things happen when they finally. They finally bust that chair up. I don't know how I would be when I finally. And then best friend me to myself, oh, you gonna lose your mind when you finally get it. Oh, okay. But my best friend is on here listening. This is your opportunity now, Spot on Radio, to ask me questions that you would normally, you know, not ask, or you can consider too private. I'm not. I'm not shying away from it. You can go ahead and ask. But this is part one. I should put part one, the basics, like basic questions you can ask. Let me put part one, the basics, on here. Basics. All right. So it says basics on there now. I'm sorry, y'all. Some of y'all are asking to join. I'm a little iffy. This is personal. Nope. If it ain't best friend or some other folks, certain people, y'all just gonna have to listen. I'm sorry. But yeah. Yeah. But this is opportunity time to ask like basic questions. You get too rude, I'm gonna go ahead and X you out. I don't care how mad you get. You can go get mad at the wall next to you and punch it. I don't care. It's my show. But, and like little questions y'all have, y'all can go ahead and ask them. This was private or like members only, but I took that off when it started getting a little deep, like maybe like part 3, 4, 5. I might put it members only. Then y'all have to pay that little subscription to listen and shoot messages in here. I just wish the damn thing let me share the damn show. It's a bunch of booty. Best friend, if you in here, please share the show. But, like, it's just basic stuff. I'm not as shallow as a lot of people think I am. Like, I like me a good fine man, but if it gets to the point where I'm so shallow that I won't talk to you or give you a chance to get to know you, then yeah, y'all could definitely leave me alone. But I don't think I'm that type of person. Like, I'll talk to you and get to know you and find out what you like. You can find out what I like, but it's just certain things. Like I said, this is a personal show. I'm not adding no co-hosts unless I'm best friend. So y'all can ask questions, of course, but you get rude on me, you're gonna get the X. So, like I said, I got four nieces, one nephew. I became an aunt at a young age. And then all of a sudden, all eyes was on me. Okay, she finna have a baby too. Nah, the hell I ain't. I'm still in high school, bro. Let me enjoy high school. I ain't finna go walk around high school with a baby bump. I can barely walk. I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna do that. Went back to school a couple times. Had some close encounters. I said, nope. I even initiated one close encounter, but we never made it out the classroom. Like, damn. But then, honestly, that turned into a blessing in disguise because I'm 33 now, and the guy that I wanted to go with, he's in his 30s, and yeah, I'm not for baby mama drama, especially when one of them happened to be a friend of mine. And we happen to share the same birthday. I'm like, ooh, we. No, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that. So I just went about my business. I continued to be friends with both him and the girl. Y'all, all of us grew up together. So dodged the bullet, but to be honest, it was a couple of bullets. Not his bullets, but it was a couple of bullets that I wanted to go ahead and let hit me. But we ain't gonna let them bullets hit me. And I'm glad I ain't let them hit me. Because right now, I'm trying to get my own place. And I'm dealing with a slip disc in my neck, so whoo. Messing with it, well, if it would have happened back then, my child would be a teenager right now. I hate to slap a teenager, especially my own child. With a slip disc, and I got a slip disc too. Oh, no. No. So yeah, I dodged a couple bullets, couple of near pregnancies. But not near pregnancies, but almost losing the V card. Yep. Glad I didn't. I made the right decision, And everybody's asking me to babysit now because, I ain't got no kids. I'm like, ah, just because I ain't got no kids, I mean, I want to watch y'all. I like my freedom. I enjoy us being free. No, I'm not gonna have a talk partner. I'm not gonna do that. But the baby fever is real. Every time somebody come up to me, whether it be a friend or church member, somebody I know from the neighborhood, somebody, oh, I just had a baby. Oh, okay, wait. COVID. COVID. Babies get COVID like adults get COVID. I catch y'all later. No, I'm not adding up. Y'all not listen. Y'all just come here automatically. Listen. I'm not adding nobody unless it's best friend or somebody else. This is personal. I don't want to add nobody and they come here. I get out my room. Just for now, listen if you would like. That's all. That's all. For right now, we're just listening. You want to ask the basic question, ask it. You get rude, unruly, you getting the X. You do it again, you getting blocked. That's it. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry, because I really ain't sorry, y'all. I'm not sorry. But, well, y'all messed me up. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see y'all. The babies come around and it's, oh, so cute. I got bad baby fever. Like, ooh, I want to hold it. Oh, wait, COVID. Oh. Why you want to hold my baby? Because COVID. Can you just hug? No, COVID. Well, I'm going to put him back in the stroller. Can you just use, that's COVID. What it is infected? Lysol wipes or something. You don't have your mask on. Oh, you definitely can't come. Oh, no. I got people live close to me got COVID. I'm like, I'm not. That rolled into your yard. It's going to have to stay there. It's going to have to stay there. It's going to have to stay there. I want to be a virgin when it comes to sex and COVID too. Thank you. Not going to do that here. I'm fully vaccinated too, by the way. So, and then it's weird. You fully vaccinated, but you can still get it. I'm like, I'm going to take the wonderful, wonderful advice and stay home. And I can fantasize about babies, holding babies at home. I watch a lot of, you know, for somebody who's never had sex and to have never been pregnant or nothing, I watch a lot of pregnancy videos and a lot of like little baby videos where they're learning how to walk, learning how to crawl, saying their first words, all of that. That is me. The Virgo who fantasizes about being pregnant and have babies. That's me. A crazy thing about it is, birthday September 22nd again. I'm a virgin Virgo. That's crazy. What I say is, oh, so you the real Virgo. You the real one. Yep, I'm the real deal Virgo. No, I'm not accepting. No, I'm not. No, sorry. I just made the announcement 3 times. I'm not accepting co-host. Part 2? You know what? Part 2? Yeah. I'll do part 2 tomorrow. Yeah, I'll accept co-host then. But the thing is, don't come become my co-host and then be one of those type of co-hosts. You know what I mean? If you don't know what I mean, here's what I mean. You add somebody to your room and they be acting stupid, basically. Or they completely mess up the flow of what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not adding you. Definitely not adding you, Amar. You look like you're a little kid. Sorry, goodbye. Even if you're not a little kid, I don't care. I don't know. But to add somebody to your room, that first of all, understand the title. Understand what the original host is talking about. Do not come in the room and mess up the whole vibe, the whole meaning of the show. Because first of all, you will not get the second star. I will keep that second star to myself. And then I would just go ahead and go and kick you out the show. Just don't even worry about it. You feel some type of way, just feel some type of way. It's not your show. You're not become the co-host and then mess up the show. That's not what we're doing. But anyway, yeah. So I am indeed a virgin Virgo, which is also set up the way, I guess, kind of like, because I used to have on the white shirt, the suspenders, the little bow tie, and it was set to the color theme of blue. But that's I wanted to change it. I know my co-host, my original co-host, Spot on Radio, and I are doing the show tonight around 6 o'clock, and I'm just gonna go ahead and keep what I have on. Because that's kind of like the theme that I'm been had for the past couple of days. I just haven't changed it on here. It's like the Virgin Virgo. That is what I am. In real life, too. I mean, I'm trying to put this. Yes, I am a virgin. A lot of things that I have not seen in person. But I am a very curious and imaginative type of person. So if I haven't seen it, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go online and look up. I'm going to look it up. Well, what do you mean when you say this during sex? Like, what does this mean? What is that? Well, wait, what is he doing to her there? What is this? What is it? What does that mean? I'm gonna go look it up, and I ain't gonna look it up with words. I'm gonna look it up with with video, and I'm gonna figure out exactly what it means. What does it mean when he does this? Okay, let me go. And first up, let me type the term in. What does that mean? What does that term mean? Okay, let's go a little further. Let's go look at the video and see what that means. I'm that type of person. And if I can't really understand it from looking up the word or watching a video, I'm going to call up best friend. Best friend. Listen, somebody just said that on, I'm watching this movie and he said this. What does this mean? Well, best friend, do you have video? What a video look like? So that's the type of person that I am. I'm curious, but I'm not all the way curious. There's some things that I know for a fact that I won't be doing. There's certain things I know for a fact that that's not me. That's not, I don't like that. Ugh, no, I don't want that. Like, that type of stuff. Some of y'all might be underage. I might need to put an age warning on here. Because that's what we're not going to do with hella kids in my show. I'm going to hold on. We don't do little cheery. Y'all go back to school. You back on Zoom. Yes, I'm drinking some vitamin water. It say dragon fruit, but that's not what that is. It tastes like a plum. It tastes like a straight up plum. So, like I said, it's a lot of things that I will do. A lot of things that I'm curious about. And it's a lot of things I know for a fact that I just ain't gonna do. Like, for instance, somebody, this had happened recently. It happened some years back. I guess because they ain't never seen with me with no boyfriend. Well, first of all, I'm not bringing my boyfriend around my family. When I finally get lost, get real blessed with a man, he not coming around my family. I'm sorry. Y'all, yeah, every last one of them look, need some help. But I'm not bringing my boyfriend around my family until we've been dating for some months. I'm talking about some months. But I had a family member some years back ask me what he said. He said, oh, I thought you was bisexual. Like, what's that? Where you hear that bullshit from? Well, did you say you, I didn't tell you shit about nothing. Being bisexual. I don't even talk to your ass when it comes to relationship. No way, because you about fucking retarded. So, first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, I am not bisexual. I'm strictly dickly. And when I finally get some dick, I ain't letting it go. Thank you. Never, ever, ever, ever. Ever in the creation of life. Ever, ever, ever. I am the type of girl that if I see a female in a nice outfit, you know, their hair is done real nice, their makeup is done real nice, I'll be like, dang, baby girl, snap, dang it. She finna go to a photo shoot or something like that. I'm that type of female. Like, don't do me like that. Don't ever say in your fucking life that I'm bisexual. I didn't buy the sex, so it ain't sexual to me. Don't do that. Don't ever do that in life. Ever. Yes, I am that type of female that will compliment another female. If you look nice, I'm going to tell you, you look nice. No, I'm not taking co-host. Y'all getting on my nerves on that one. But, yeah. Now, any type of guy, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think nothing's wrong with a guy saying, homeboy, he dressed pretty sharp, ain't he? He finna go get him a little good. They finna go eat, something like that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you think something wrong with that, you are not secure with your sexuality. I'm gonna say that. I'm just gonna go and say it. Feel hurt. If you feel hit, say ouch. Keep going. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But don't assume you know what somebody's sexual attitude is because of how they talk, how they walk, how they dress, and for the fact that they compliment the same sex on how they look. If they look nice, they just look nice. I'm from Mississippi, the hospitality state. We're going to say you look nice, honey. You guys going to say yes, honey. Yeah, that face is beat to the gods, honey. That hair is laid and slayed, honey. That dress is fitting and hitting, honey. That's it's just how we talk. It's just how we talk. It ain't nothing sexual about it. It's a compliment. Take the compliment and keep walking. You can even do better than that. You ain't just gotta keep walking. You can say thank you and then keep walking. Just learn the difference between flirting and getting a compliment from somebody. Don't be saying, oh shit, he done said that. He wants you. He can. Don't do that bullshit. Don't do that. Get your face knocked to the side with that dumb stuff, okay? Everybody do not want you when they say you look good. It's the compliment. Do I have to do compliment etiquette or something one day? Do I have to do that one day? Just do a show. Southern compliments. Southern etiquette 101. Something like that.
Thank you for listening to Real Virgin Chronicles Part 1. Part 2 coming soon.